Welcome to the Brand You Like a Boss podcast for ordinary people looking to live a meaningful and extraordinary life. Your host, Natasha Weston, talks branding and interviews incredible bosses from various industries, professions, and walks of life who are successfully building brands that people know, love, and trust. Join the conversation. Now, here's Natasha.
Welcome back to the Brand You Like a Boss podcast. This is episode 4 of this mini-series as we gear up for the release of the Brand You Like a Boss book. And if you've been joining us for the past 4 episodes, then you already know that this is a special series where I've been inviting some really amazing guests that can come on and talk about how they've been able to build their brands in their perspective fields and lanes. So today's guest is income strategist and millennial mentor, Jerisha Hawk. And Jerisha is a woman who lives beyond the expected and through her actions, and she aims to inspire others to do the same. She is dedicated to preparing and advancing the empowerment of women through the Goal Getter Group, which is a global community helping women build thriving businesses while working in 9-to-5. Jerisha is currently a phenomenal pipeline engineer, and she is leading a really massive project across the state of Michigan. And when she's not wearing her engineer hat, she is a living, breathing, walking, and talking example that you can build your personal brand even while holding a corporate position. We met a few months ago in our virtual business network called Majoring in Motherhood. And since meeting in this group virtually, I've really been extremely fascinated by her ability to literally teach us women how to build brands while working and holding down a 9-to-5. So in today's episode, I am super excited to chat with Jerisha about how she's been able to build her personal brand so rapidly while holding down her 9-to-5. So welcome to the Brand You Like a Boss podcast.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm really, really excited to finally connect with you kind of offline and chat with your audience today.
Awesome. I'm really excited to have you here because we're going to kind of talk about the different perspectives that most people get to hear as far as like building a brand while holding down such a demanding position. You're an engineer, so I read somewhere you may have mentioned that you're in the 1% of Black engineers across the entire country. So that's just something really amazing, and that's why I really wanted to get you on here because there aren't too many people who are as successful as you've been while working in a corporate position, but also understanding the importance of having multiple streams of income and really leveraging who they are and really serving that to the world. And so let's start from the very beginning because I know your story, but I'm sure that there are some listeners who may not be familiar. So tell us, what life events took place that sparked your interest in having a side hustle? You have a really pretty decent career already.
Yeah. I've always had, like, side hustles. I've always had, like, an entrepreneurial spirit to me. I mean, even growing up as a kid, having that lemonade stand or selling candy and chips and snacks and stuff like that at school. But I really got started in entrepreneurship when I was in college. My senior year of school, I ran out of financial aid and had to come up with over $10,000 in a very short time span in order for me to graduate. So,
wow.
Yeah, it was that getting that email on that Sunday night was like, good Lord. I pretty much funded myself through school. I've been financially independent since I was 17. And, you know, just the idea of not graduating from college, that was not an option for me. So I jumped into entrepreneurship. Within 7 days, I started an online business where I sold women's clothes, shoes, and accessories. And long story short, I grew the business I had it for 14 months. We made over $50,000. I was able to pay off my senior tuition so I could graduate and get my engineering degree and, bought my first car, went to Thailand, and, like, things were good. But I think just graduating with an engineering degree, like, I traveled a lot in college because I did auto shows. like for Chrysler back then, and running a business and being able to successfully do that, as well as like come up with the money to make, you know, to pay for school and graduate. Like, I just felt unstoppable. And from there, I've just constantly been in entrepreneurship. And because of that success story from, you know, all of my girlfriends and people who knew me back then, like, how in the world did you start this online business while in school, while doing all the other million things that you were doing? So many people were asking why. You know, the Goal-Getter group kind of naturally progressed from that and organically grew into what it is today.
Absolutely. So it sounds like you turned a life experience. You ran out of college with financial aid as a college senior, and you knew that you had to graduate. So you did what you had to. You came out with over $10,000, which is almost unheard of for somebody that, you know, it just happened all of a sudden. You really had no warning signs. So a life experience really kind of essentially turned into a business for you, which is really inspiring. Because I think a lot of times we disregard the things that we have overcome, not realizing that those are ways that we can serve people and really monetize it in the end. So, you know, that's one of the things that definitely inspired me about your story. When I read that you ran out of financial aid, I was like, oh, my God. Like, I couldn't even, you know, imagine, like, having to come up with that kind of money, you know?
Yeah.
Especially coming, you know, if you come from a family that maybe isn't wealthy, or maybe they don't have, you know, the financial means to back you if you were ever to find yourself in that type of situation. So I just think that I wanted to start there because it kind of shows why you are so passionate about showing women that they can create multiple streams of income outside of their, you know, corporate jobs or their 9-to-5s. And so I've come across a lot of individuals who believe that, you know, branding and personal branding is exclusive to someone that is a full-time business owner or an entrepreneur, or you have to be running like a multi-billion-dollar company in order to even entertain the thought of building a personal brand. And over the last year, I've really been on a mission to show 9-to-5ers that by tapping into their personal brands and really learning how to leverage it is really a stepping stone not only to career advancement, but also to really just tapping into who you are authentically and allowing that to create those income streams. So I'm curious to know, how would you define personal branding where you are, and how has sharing that story that you just shared with me allowed you to connect with the women that you currently serve as clients and in your Goal-Getter group?
Yeah, I think personal branding, I think it's kind of shocking that people think that for you to, in order to develop a personal brand, that you have to have, you know, be this millionaire mogul already.
Right.
I really believe that all of us are our own business. We are the CEO of our life. And just like, and I look at my life very strategically, like just like a Fortune 500 company, they have core values, they have guiding principles, they have annual strategic goals, they have a culture and a way about them of how they function as an organization. I think that every individual should have the exact same thing for themselves. And that, I think, a lot of what's encompassed in your personal brand. What are your core values? You know, who do you want to be on this earth? What legacy do you want to leave behind? You know, what do you want to be known for? How do you want to be perceived? I think we all should start to work on developing and understanding that about ourselves, because it's so important, just how we operate. Because regardless if you're in the corporate sector or if you're building your own business, everybody has perceptions of who you are, and I think it's our responsibility to manage and to manage those perceptions as best we can by educating and telling people what our personal brand is and what our culture is as our own company individually. So I love that that's a mission you're passionate about. I think we kind of get stuck into this routine sometimes. You kind of just kind of flow through life and you just adapt to the brands and cultures that are around you without having that true authentic identity of who you are. So I think it's really important. But the more I've been able to tap into my personal brand, but not only tap into it internally, but be able to express it and share it externally, it's been like game changer. I think people really relate to that authenticity. They really respect and they love my transparency. And it's, I don't know, we all have this amazing, unique story that I think it's our, you know, responsibility to share and inspire others in the world through it. We all have a unique story. I think we should be putting it out there and sharing it, because you never know how your life experience can positively impact somebody else and help them get through a hurdle that they may be going through, or inspire them to take that next step in their life. So I've been really opening up more about my personal story over the past year, year and a half, and just being very public about, you know, my highs in life, my lows in life, like life experiences. And it's been amazing, the feedback and the response I've been getting. I think it just allows people to connect with me on a deeper level. It allows people just to realize that I'm human, and like they're not the only ones on this earth experiencing whatever it is they're experiencing. And I feel like it's been allowed people to not feel alone, and to know that there's somebody else out there who's like them or who can relate to their struggle or story, and know that, hey, like if she made it out, I can do it too. So let me get back on that track.
Right. And although, you know, sometimes our stories may not be directly related, you know, everybody can probably attest, well, most people can attest to getting in a financial crush where they had to come up with money, or, you know, and to see how you turn that into something that is now really pushing you to new levels and allowing you to really help to contribute to the change in the world. Because when people have multiple ways to make money, it makes their lives a lot more fulfilling, a lot happier, and it makes it a little less challenging for them to also tap into their purpose and find the things that they're passionate about. And it's kind of like a cycle of you just continuing to contribute by just using the things that we go through and the experiences and turning them into those income streams. And so I remember I watched your interview, maybe it was over the weekend, you were on 99.9 FM. And
yeah,
an amazing interview, by the way. I caught the very end, but I went back and watched the replay.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. And you said something that stuck out to me, and I was like, yes, thank you so much for addressing that. I often get the question, because I am a full-time entrepreneur right now. I do have a 3-year-old son. I am a college student, and I'm running my business. So sometimes when I tell people everything I have going on, they are like, how are you not like crazy, and like how are you balancing it all? And I always say, well, it's really no different from when I was working my 9-to-5 and still having my side hustle. You still have to, if it's something you really want to do, you'll get it done. And so you said something in this interview. You said that you don't believe in work-life balance. Instead, you believe in work-life integration. And I thought that that made perfectly good sense, because I don't feel like there will never be equal balance. It just won't be. And so the fact that you've been building your business and showing other people how to do the same thing, can you explain to somebody that still doesn't quite grasp what work-life integration means? Can you explain what that means while you're building a brand? And can you share with us and give us a little insight onto maybe 3 things that you do every day to better position your personal brand?
Yes. So everybody, especially women, they look at me like I'm crazy when I say I don't believe in work-life balance. Like, what? We've been sold this dream that, like, work-life balance is the way to freedom, and you're telling me it doesn't exist?
Yes. Yep.
If I'm busting your bubble right now, I'm taking full ownership of it. I don't believe in work-life balance. I truly believe that. I mean, it's all about understanding what your lifelong legacy is and just having some sort of end goal, at least for me. What am I really ultimately after? And then making sure that I'm in alignment, that everything that I'm doing with my time is correlated to that, me getting one step closer to that legacy. So regardless if, you know, and again, I look at my life as I'm the CEO, like my life is my business. This is like the Jerisha Hawk empire. My 9-to-5 is not something I'm like tied or strapped to. It's my biggest client right now. And I think that all of us, we have, you know, fluxes and highs and lows that are going to happen through life. Like, I mean, you being in school, working in your job, being a mother and running a business, like major kudos to you. There's going to be moments where school takes priority. There's going to be moments when your child takes priority. There's going to be moments when maybe you're launching something in your business and that takes priority. So it's this constant shifting of priorities that we have to get better at understanding what those priorities are, understanding what's a priority for us, and then being able to, you know, allocate time and energy effectively to execute on those highest priorities at those moments. So I just never think that anything is going to be in 50-50 balance, because as ambitious, high-achieving women, as probably a lot of your audience can relate to as well as myself, like, we are doing, I mean, we're building empires, ladies. Like, we're changing the world. Like, we're creating legacy, like, brands and businesses. I mean, we always are going to have a lot of things on our plate. So for you to be striving for complete balance amongst all of those dozens of things, like, I just think it's really unrealistic, and what really leads to overwhelm and stress when it's just, you have to learn to accept that it's never going to be in balance, and that's perfectly okay. Just have consistent check-ins with yourself to realign and make sure that you're in alignment with your highest priority, and that the things that you're saying yes to are getting you one step closer or positioning you or preparing you for that next level of success that's going to get you to your ultimate legacy. So that's like work-life integration in a bubble there. And then you had asked, what are the three things that I do on a daily basis to develop my personal brand?
Right, to better position yourself every day with, you know, being having your obligations at your 9-to-5, and then so you have manage your group, and you run a business, so you have clients. So, like, what are three things that you do that, you know, kind of keeps everything in perspective for you and keeps you kind of positioned the way that you want to be?
Yeah, I think biggest thing first and foremost is that there has to be clarity around everything that I'm doing. So a lot of people, I feel like, get to that point where they're maybe stressed out or, like, you know, maybe stuck, is because they're lacking that clarity and direction on why am I doing the things that I'm doing right now and what's the end goal. So I do a lot. This isn't like on a daily thing, but I check on this through my daily three, which is my daily priorities. On my bathroom mirror, when I'm brushing my teeth every day, I write on my bathroom mirror the top three, like, highest priority things I have to do that day that will get me one step closer to my larger mission. And it's very small, like, super tangible. All of us can start doing that, but it allows me, again, to go back, and I'm being very intentional. It helps me, you know, get focused and get clarity around the day of what do I have to get done. If I don't do anything else today, what are the top three things I have to do just to get one step closer? Just recognizing that this isn't a sprint. You know, this is really a marathon. Like, this, we're building legacies and empires. We're not building, like, get-rich-quick schemes and overnight success stories.
Mm-hmm.
So that's they're kind of tied together. But I do that daily three every morning when I'm brushing my teeth. Every quarter, I check in and do a realignment check with myself in regards to my long-term strategy. So I journal pretty much every day. I meditate and I do prayer every morning as well as right before I go to bed, and just make sure that I have full alignment and clarity around what it is I'm after, and who do I want to be that day? How do I want to show up in the environment that I'm in? What type of interactions do I want to have with the people I'm going to be interfacing with? It just allows me to be extremely intentional and be fully present with just how I'm operating and going about my day. So let me just recap. You said three things. I think the three are daily three by writing your priorities on your bathroom mirror. I do daily reflection, and I have a How She Hustles planner, which is what I've always done myself, but I just finally turned it into a journal so other women could experience it also. But it allows me to reflect on a daily basis and just be more intentional with my day. So I do that journaling exercise every day when I start my day and right before I go to bed when I end my day. And I make sure that I am just surrounding myself by positivity. And surrounding myself by things that are going to uplift me or fuel me or charge me up. So whether that be listening to podcasts on my morning commute, like your podcast here and the ladies who are listening, or like listening to a webinar training while I'm on my morning commute. I have really long drives for work because my projects are out in the boonies. So I am constantly listening to something that is inspiring or fueling me or educating me and just really turning my vehicle into a mobile, like, university. So I think those are three things I do on a consistent basis that really help me position and grow my brand.
Awesome. So you said the last thing that you mentioned I can relate to, because that commute to your job is everything. It sets tone for, like, your morning, to your evening if you're in traffic. It just does everything. And I was chatting with Raina Campbell. She has the Dreams and Drive podcast. And I was just really thanking her for being so consistent with it, because I said, you know, even on a busy day, I rather listen to, like, something that's like brain food for me, because it just helps me to stay energized. It helps me to it helps my brain to really kind of exercise, in a sense, because it's positive stuff. It's informative, and that commute is everything. And I remember when I was working, prior to now, I was working in the banking industry for 5 years, and I can just remember how important that 30-minute commute was to work and back home. It's just really important to really, I think, essentially have that time allocated, even if it's just that commute to and from work, to either think about, you know, your goals or what you need to be doing next. And I think one of the challenges that, you know, people are running into that want to have a side hustle but are working a 9-to-5 is always time. It's like, I don't have the time. Mm-hmm. Struggling with time. And I always try to tell them, start with 10 minutes. If it's 10 minutes before you go to bed to send an email or to write an idea or to map out a plan or a strategy, start with that and then build upon that. I'm a firm believer that we make time for the things we want. And, like, mm-hmm. time to go to the cookouts, to the parties on the weekend, and to do everything else. So when it comes to having that side hustle, you know, I really believe that you have to have some, you have to make priority, like you said, the things that you need to do to take you and your brand to another level. So you mentioned something also. You said that you had a journal that you was writing in and you turned it into a product. So now I want to talk to you about something that we all look forward to, but it's your baby, income, multiple streams, coming up with strategies and figuring out how to make money doing the things that you love. So you have a very unique position. You're an income strategist teaching women how to do what you do. So someone that is listening to this podcast right now, they're working in 9-to-5, and they have a desire to tap into the things that they are passionate about. Can you tell us, you can even just use the example with the journal, what was your process of monetizing your brand, and how can they do the same thing?
Yes, I love this. I love all of us have so many passions. We're so skilled. We're, you know, we have this wealth of information and knowledge that we've acquired through education, reading, life experience. We are all like walking, you know, ATMs and walking businesses right now. We can monetize everything that we know and everything that we've learned in some way, shape, or form. And I think the biggest thing for me when I first got started, and something that I constantly go back to, is one of the very first exercises I did to start monetizing my lifestyle was just figuring, I wrote down a list. What are 10 ways right now that you can make $100? Just $100. I want you to write 10 different ways that you can make $100. And it just starts shifting your mindset from being so much of a, we're such consumers. If you're not into this space, or if you're trying to veer into this space, we're used to being employees. We're used to consuming content. We're used to being students. We're given a syllabus. We have to start shifting our mindset to how can you be the creator? How can you be the CEO? How can you be the employer? So that little quick exercise is something I started doing forever ago, and something I always jump back to when I feel like I'm getting stuck in regards to how do I monetize or how can I make more money. But just come up with 10 ways that you can make $100. You know, what are people naturally coming to you for? I know I want to backtrack a little bit. I know you said, how can we start turning our passions and monetizing our passions. I think sometimes we get too caught up on our passions and just really we need to focus on how can we solve a problem. All of us here have the ability to solve a problem. You know, people are constantly coming saying like, hey, can you help me with my weight loss journey? I saw that you lost weight. Can you help me develop a workout plan? Or, you know, girl, you make some really good cookies. Like, what is the recipe? Or, you know, Jay, I see you're climbing through your corporate career. How are you doing this? All those how do I questions, that's all consulting. People are coming to you now. A lot of us are giving away information and helping people for free. And if you notice that there's a routine that people are coming to you and asking you for very specific things and you're getting it over and over again, that's probably a huge opportunity that you need to turn that. You can start monetizing that. And even though it may not be like your lifelong passion and the thing that you want to do for the next 70 years, it's a way for you to, one, start just getting in the habit of monetizing what you know and collecting money for helping somebody else, but it creates a small opportunity for you to start generating additional income, which is going to fuel and inspire you, which will, you know, it's kind of like that first doorway or that first blocking step, but that one step will get you to the next thing, which will get you to the next thing, which will hopefully get you to what your ultimate, like, purpose and passion is.
Mm-hmm.
So I would start right now with what you have and, like, start to be more self-aware of what are, like, 10 things literally that you can do right now to make $100, and what are people naturally coming to you and seeking your advice or support with. And next time somebody asks you, how do I, you know, create a link and send it to them and tell, you know, here's my schedule, I would love to support you. This is hourly rate, go on and sign up, and I can't wait to chat. Like, so that's like a really small thing that I still go back to and stuff I do with people, individuals who maybe aren't ready to invest in my services or programs or products right away, because they need to get that mindset wrapped around the fact that they do know something, and what they have acquired over their lifetime in regards to skill, education, and know-how, regardless if that was through a formal, like, college education or through the School of Hard Knocks and, like, life lesson and life experience, you mm-hmm. know something that can be monetized.
Right.
So that's, like, a really quick, easy way to start thinking about it differently.
Absolutely. And I, like, that you said the how-tos are key. So, like, if you're ever looking for, okay, what problem do I solve? What product do I create? I always go to the how-to. And, like, you can even just come out and ask people, like, how can I help you? Like, what do you see me doing that you would like to know how to do? Or that
yeah.
I can, like, you know, like, you can literally, I mean, that's what we have Facebook for. Like, you can use it for those types of things. So for me, like, I remember working my first job in banking. I was a temp, and I knew the job wasn't permanent. But when I got pregnant with my son, I immediately started thinking, okay, this job is not going to be enough for me to create the life that he deserves. I'm going to have to figure out a way to bring in some additional income. So I just remember, like, really paying attention to all the questions that I got on a consistent basis, rather it was through my blog at the time or through social media, and the question was always, how do you start a business while working a 9-to-5? That was always the question. And I think that's another reason why I was so intrigued by your story, because I was like, wow, like, people, that is, like, a big question. People want to know how to do it. And I was able to do it with really no startup money, no loans from the bank. And while I didn't really see the power or how significant that was, other people saw what I was doing, and they kept asking how. So all I did, I turned my blog into a book. I elaborated. It was 62 pages, and to this day, that book still is one of my top-selling products ever. And it's just amazing that you can create something once and continue to earn profit from it. And so I think sometimes even with that, people, we all can teach somebody something. Like you said, rather than from college or from the School of Hard Knocks, we all know something that somebody else may not know. But the only way you're going to find out is by really just asking them, like, what is it that you see me doing that I can help make your life easier or solve a problem for you? And a lot of times you'll find that answer. And then, you know, there you go. So I just think it's super awesome that this is what you do. This is your career. This is how you show people how to do this. Like, I'm so excited for that because I feel like with the way the world is going now, it's even more important now than ever to really find ways to create those multiple streams of income, because nothing is guaranteed, and we are the CEOs of our lives. We do have more power and control over our brands and the things that we do now. And so, you know, shout out to you for being so awesome, for having your brands, and for, you know, really dedicating yourself to showing women how to do what you do. So I'm so thankful that you decided to stop by and hang out with us today. Do you have any last words that you would like to share with us?
One, just thank you again for having me today. It's just awesome to be able to talk about building your own personal brand and really how to, like, turn around and monetize that.
Mm-hmm.
I really want to just empower your listeners to, move beyond their fears and move beyond any limiting doubts or limiting beliefs they have around building their own personal brand or building their own business. You don't have to just have a career or be an entrepreneur. You can do both and be successful at both. I think it's just all about, you know, identifying what does success look like for you and you defining success on your terms, not based off of where you came from or what your parents told you you had to be or what society tells you that your life is supposed to look like. Figure out what success looks like for you. You know, really develop a strategy and create a plan and a roadmap to help you get there and just start taking action and implementing and start moving that needle in your life. So you can really live a life of purpose and just fulfillment based off of what and how you define success to be for you. So I would love to, you know, continue chatting with any of your followers if they have more questions or need help with, you know, building a business while working a 9-to-5. And they can find me at JerishaHawk.com. You can find me on any social media channel at Jerisha Hawk or at the Goal Getter Group. So just thank you again so much for having me today. This was completely awesome to connect and to chat with you. And just really appreciate being here.
Absolutely. You've been awesome. And I'm sure if you're listening, you are inspired to know that it's possible for you to be the CEO of your own life and to have both things. Like she said, you know, you can work a 9-to-5 and also create those multiple streams. You don't have to do one or the other. You can do both. And so if you take nothing away from today's episode, please take that away and know that it's possible. And like she said, she is the person that you need to contact. If you need help with strategy, clarity, contact her, and she will have you covered. Connect with her on social media, visit her website, and, of course, guys, stay tuned for the next episode of the Brand You Like a Boss podcast series. So thank you again, Jerisha, for hanging out, and I guess I'll see you again in the Mem group.
Yes, thanks so much for having me.
You're welcome.
Thanks for listening to episode 4 of the Brand You Like a Boss podcast series with Miss Jerisha Hawk. We talked about a lot of amazing things today. But before you go, I want to remind you to make sure you visit brandyoulikeaboss.com/pre-order and pre-order your copy of the Brand You Like a Boss book, scheduled to be everywhere June 21st. So less than 30 days away. Super excited about that. But don't forget to subscribe to this podcast, review this podcast, because I love to hear your feedback. I love to know if these interviews are helpful, because who knows, after the 6 weeks, maybe we'll continue this party going. We'll keep this party going. So I want to hear your feedback. Leave a review. You can listen, of course, here on iTunes, Google Play or Podomatic, whichever platform you're listening to this on. Leave a review. Let us know what you think. And I'm sure the guests will love to hear your feedback as well. So subscribe, review, and share this episode with a friend. Maybe somebody you know that's interested in really expanding or building their personal brands and starting businesses while working a 9-to-5. Maybe they think it's impossible. So I really encourage you to share this episode with someone that you know. So yeah, pre-order the book. Review, share, subscribe, and lastly, please become a backer for the Thunderclap campaign. It's 100% free. It's 100% free. It's 100% free. All you have to do is go to bit.ly/allcaps support BYLAB. And until episode 5, I will talk to you guys soon.